Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
I'm hitchhiking all day long. Got what I can carry in my song. I'm a rolling stone just rolling on. Catch me now, 'cause tomorrow I'll be gone.
Bruce Springsteen there with his song Hitchhiking, and Brian O'Connell is with me in the studio now. Brian wants to ask pose the question this morning: has COVID accelerated the demise of hitchhiking as a means of transport? Would you be comfortable picking up a stranger from the side of the road? Brian, I asked this question this morning when the programme started at 10. I think we got one message from one person who continues to pick up hitchhikers, because I reckon that hitchhiking, it's just gone.
It was in decline, no doubt about it. I mean, I feel like this is an ambush. Should I just go home now? It's my first time here in a year. And this is
I can't believe you still, like, would you still hitchhike?
I wouldn't hitchhike, no. But I mean, I would have seen people on occasion over pre-COVID.
Yeah.
You know, particularly in tourist areas. I mean, I was a prolific hitchhiker in my teens and early 20s. Like, I grew up a couple of miles outside of Ennis, and we would have hitched into town on a Friday night or a Saturday afternoon. So that was really normal. And then when it came to coming to college in Cork, like, most Fridays I would have hitched home, because you'd have spent the bus money. I mean, that was the reality. Socialising was more important. So it was a really different world, though. For example, when I got out to the Old Mallow Road on a Friday, there was maybe 10 or 15 people ahead of me.
Right.
So you might have to walk out a couple of miles to hitch.
to beat the crowd.
There was a whole etiquette to it. And I think once I got stuck outside Charleville in the lashing rain for 2 or 3 hours, and that was really it. I had a pretty good hitchhiking career. The last time actually I hitchhiked was for Ryan Tubridy, did it on the radio, and I hitched from Bantry to Bundoran to see could I get there before the bus, and I did. Probably because I was on radio telling people I was hitchhiking.
Yeah, exactly.
So I suppose as a former hitchhiker, you know, if I do see someone on the road, I'd often stop. But for the last year and a half, of course, I haven't seen any hitchhikers for obvious COVID-related reasons. But, I mean, obviously, if we can't have our extended family in a car, we're not going to invite a stranger in and pick them up on the side of the road. But hitchhiking, yeah, absolutely. It had been in decline for years.
Yeah, I think so. And will we go over the reasons why it was in decline?
Well, I think people had become a lot more safety conscious. There was a time in the 90s, for example, I would have often got lifts off truck drivers heading for Shannon. But because of insurance issues then over the years, truck drivers wouldn't stop anymore. So that was one group of people who wouldn't pick you up. You can't hitch on motorways, for example. The public road transport infrastructure is much better now. And it's more cheaper, I think, to get around on public transport than it would have been back in the 90s. But there is still a community, I think, who love the adventure of hitchhiking. Maybe heading off to Europe, for example, all you have is a card and you write your sign when you get to each town. So there's a real freedom to hitchhiking. And we're going to hear from...
too old, because I do admit that I did hitchhike probably when in my college days. But just even the thoughts of it now...
That's about the mid-80s, was it?
Yeah, a long time ago. But if, you know, if my child, they're not of an age now, but, you know, if they were in their teens and they told me they were going to hitchhike, you'd be the same yourself.
I'd be horrified. I mean, it feels like a completely different world, obviously. We will hear from an Irish folk legend shortly on the glory days of hitchhiking. But one man who knows a lot about it, Claire, is Rory McKiernan. He's an author, he's a campaigner, he's a podcast host. He hitched around Ireland and he wrote a book about it, Hitching for Hope. So I had a chat with Rory McKiernan just about his experiences. And he told me, hitchhiking growing up in County Cavan.
Hitchhiking was a normal part of life for me. You know, you'd be hitchhiking to matches and training and maybe home from school as well. I'd hitchhike regularly home from school. Talk about hitchhiking now as some kind of strange experience, but it was a very, very normal, regular part of life. As you get older, certainly you get a bit more rigid and maybe a little bit more conservative. And I like that idea of just being out and about, as you do in your own job, out and about meeting people and hearing from people. And I think it's really important. And
so you went back hitchhiking for a book.
What I really went looking for was connection for hope in the post-Celtic Tiger Ireland, where I felt that we'd lost something of ourselves. I suppose just this call to adventure came, and the idea of hitchhiking just at that point seemed a bit mad, to be honest. And it just ended up being this remarkable life-changing experience that led me to writing a book. And it was a book, it's a book ultimately about kindness, about connection. You would rarely see people on the road these days. And I understand, particularly in a COVID environment, why maybe people are reticent to lift somebody, pick somebody up as well. And I do see it a little bit in, particularly in Connemara, but I do think it does speak to a past era as well. And it probably will never return to its glory days. And maybe, you know, we don't want to, you know, overly look back to those. Maybe that's where I do romanticize. There are those days in the rain where you used to be waiting for ages trying to get where you need to go. Even as I speak about now, I'm mad to get back on the road. I don't know if I'll go hitchhiking, but I'm certainly mad to go traveling. I was supposed to hitchhike around Ireland again on a book tour, and that wasn't to be for obvious reasons. But I ended up doing a Zoom tour, and I've ended up talking about hitchhiking and hope and connection to people all over the world.
Rory McKiernan there. And before we hear about the glory days of hitching, Brian, you asked people to send you some of their own experiences.
Like you said, it's definitely a generational gap. I'd say a lot of people over the age of 40 maybe would have hitched at some point in their past, whereas people in their 20s and 30s now, definitely very rare to have hitched, I think. So the last person actually I picked up was a German tourist heading from Mallow to Limerick about 2.5 years ago. So look, I asked some people to tell me about their hitchhiking experiences, as you'll hear.
So we would hitchhike all the time in our very early 20s down in Beira in West Cork. And when I was down there years ago, when I had eventually had a car, we would often pick up hitchhikers. But I 100% wouldn't pick anyone up now because of COVID. I would never have picked anyone up alone either, except a woman maybe. It's definitely over. Well, for now anyway, I wouldn't dream of picking someone up, and we would always have picked people up. It's just another casualty.
Well, my experiences of hitchhiking, did a lot of it when I was a student back in the 1980s, and it was very common then. I don't think that COVID has killed hitchhiking. I think it was gone before then. But yeah, I never really enjoyed it that much, hitchhiking, but it was, the bus services weren't as frequent then. Yeah, it's very rare you see one now, and it's a lost art, I suppose.
I used to hitchhike when I was 10, I think, and I'd be hitching back from school. But sure, you'd know everyone, you know, in a rural town. It seemed pretty safe. But thinking about it now, I don't think I'd let my 10-year-old daughter hitch anymore. Definitely not. But having said that, you say hitchhiking's dead. But a few weeks ago, I was in a small little shop and there were two men ahead of me, and it looked like they were out to get their pint of milk and a bit of bread and some sliced cheese and ham and maybe the paper. Anyway, they left the shop and it lashed. It absolutely poured down rain and they were huddled up against the shop front. And I got into my car and I thought, I can't leave them there. So I called them over and said, come on, I'll give you a lift home. And they had their masks on and got in the back seat, and I dropped them off up country lanes to their door. That would be my latest hitchhiking story, I think.
Sorry, I'm still in that place where she was 10.
I know.
She lived. Lots of texts on this. Took me 4 days to get from Dublin to Paris in the late 1980s. My poor mother thought I was gone forever. That's always the mammies. Once I got a straight lift from Anchorage in Alaska to Winnipeg in Manitoba in Canada. That was 3,000 miles, 1970, says Eddie. I hitched all over Ireland and Europe during the 80s. I had the most amazing encounters and experiences and some incredibly narrow escapes. Someone else says they hitched from Dublin to Athens in 1975. No one does that now. Probably not.
The Green Party would love it, of course, because it's fairly low on the environment, isn't it? You're all doubling up in cars.
Yeah, as long as you're getting a lift from someone driving an electric car, maybe.
Exactly, yeah. So look, we're going to hear from an Irish folk legend now about his hitchhiking days. Let me give you a little clue as to who it is. So obviously, that's Stockton Swing with their classic song, A Beautiful Affair. And I guess when you think back to the 70s and 80s, to places like Doolin, which inspired that song and the folk scene then, hitching a lift was really part and parcel of getting to gigs and going on adventures, maybe getting to work. So the Stockton Swing lead singer is Clareman Mike Hanrahan, and Mike talked to me about his hitchhiking heyday.
Well, it would have started when I was a young kid at school. Whenever we travelled anywhere, we hitchhiked. But my real career started when I left school and I discovered a place called Doolin. I worked in Shannon Airport, so I had no car, I couldn't drive. So the only way to travel was try and scoff a lift up to Doolin on the Fridays, because we played music there. The right thing to do would come home on Sunday and be ready for the bus on Monday morning. But that rarely happened. So you'd find yourself getting up at the crack of dawn on Monday morning, and you might get a lift into Ennis Diamond or something. And then you'd wiggle your way down to Ennis, try and catch the bus when you get to Ennis. So that was a regular feature. And of course, Dublin, I mean, we hitched to Dublin and back so many times, and it was different times, the roads were different. But yeah, but they were good crack days because you'd meet all sorts of characters, and it'd take you hours. Like it could take you a full day to get to Dublin. But I mean, it was our only mode of transport, really, Brian. That's how we could travel around. The queuing system was very important, you know, because you'd have to try and get to the far end of the queue without being spotted.
It's incredible to think of it now, isn't it, Mike, given COVID and given social distancing, that you would put your hand out and a stranger would stop and you'd both sit 2 feet apart from each other.
Oh, yeah, that will never happen. I can't see it ever happening again either, really. And of course, it did change, Brian, because I guess people's trust was questioned. And as a driver, I'd be very wary of myself to pick up anybody. And maybe that's wrong with my own history of hitching, but that's how it is.
I can remember myself, Mike, the last time pre-COVID, maybe about 9 months pre-COVID, I picked up a fella in Mallow. And it was the first time in maybe 2 or 3, 4 or 5 years that I'd picked up a hitchhiker. Can you remember the last time you picked someone up?
I can't, Brian. Honestly, I can't. And I drive for a living. Like, I drive all the time.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
You don't remember instructing your driver to stop to pick someone up, no?
No. No. I'd be too busy with the champagne in the back.
Mike Hanrahan there. Joan says she hitchhiked everywhere, regularly to Tipperary. One time she was picked up by an elderly couple and she had to say the rosary twice. Another listener hitchhiked around Australia in the 90s with her sister. I'd be horrified if any of my children did it now. I bet you would. Imagine. Oh, I feel so sorry for the mammies having to deal with all this. What about yourself, Brian, your own hitchhiking career?
There were so many great lifts I can remember. I remember hitchhiking home from Fela, probably in the early 90s. I had 20 pence in my pocket just in case you needed to make that phone call to be bailed out. I can remember getting in the van in the early 90s. There were some Dutch hippies that were headed for Galway, and it was like a 3-hour party in the back of the van. I wasn't right for a week after it. Geraldine, our fantastic BCO, had told me a couple of hitchhiking stories, but unfortunately they couldn't go out at this hour of the radio.
What a pity, Geraldine. Well, you'll have to regale us with those after the programme. Brian, thanks very much. There's a sign ready for you there. You get back out onto the road and hopefully you'll get a lift. We have dog advice coming up next. 51551. Kathleen Murray will be with us, owner of Doggy Do's and Don'ts, for all of those animal behavioural problems.
Today with Claiborne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.